want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
On down, Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Our special guest this evening is Rosalind Peterson, and it's hard to even encapsulate what our subject area is, but let's put it this way. The U.S. military is undoubtedly waging war upon the citizens of the United States, particularly in coastal areas. Before we went to the break, Rosalind established the fact that what they're doing in terms of their five-year war plans, their release of chemicals that are harmful to human beings, are going to have an effect on agriculture. Well, we're also going to see the same thing in weather modification. So, Rosalind, let me just ask you directly. Is there a link between these weird contrails that people see in the sky and what's going on with weather modification?
Oh, absolutely.
And what is that link?
Well, what happens, let me read you a quote from NASA that is kind of interesting and about NASA studies. And I'll quote in here for you. NASA studies show that increasingly persistent jet contrails may turn into man-made clouds that are, quote, trapping warmth in the atmosphere and exacerbating global warming. NASA goes on to state that, quote, any change in global cloud cover may contribute to long-term changes in Earth's climate. Contrails, especially persistent contrails, represent a human-caused increase in the Earth's cloudiness and are likely to be affecting climate and ultimately our natural resources. End quote. And NASA goes on to say that scientists have found that cirrus clouds formed from aircraft engine exhaust are capable of increasing average surface temperatures enough to account for a warming trend in the United States that occurred between 1975 and 1994. The other thing I wanted to say is that NASA has admitted that jet contrails were producing more cloud cover than they ever thought they did in 2007. He made the statement on a 2007 Discovery Channel program. And he said that a contrail can cover, one contrail from a jet can cover an area of 4,000 square kilometers and linger for up to 20 hours, just one, in our skies. And thus you're reducing not only the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth, but you're changing the weather underneath those areas.
Well, okay, I would assume now, if I'm going to connect the dots, less sunlight reaching the Earth has a bad effect on the growing season.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
According to corn crop studies from the University of Illinois and other studies, the minute that you increase cloud cover, you reduce photosynthesis. All plants, flowers, everything you eat, all the trees, everything that grows depends on photosynthesis, in other words, direct sunlight providing the energy for plants to grow and produce crops. When you cover us over with man-made cloud cover, you reduce crop production and you change the microclimates needed for crops to grow.
Rosalind, why do they do it in a grid and use the X marks? And it looks like they're playing tic-tac-toe.
I'm going to speculate a little bit on this for the audience, and I usually don't speculate, but I'm going to speculate for right now. The United States government, the Air Force, and also the U.S. Navy, in conjunction with NASA, are conducting upper atmospheric tests using rockets and the space shuttle. And they put canisters loaded with chemicals like aluminum oxide or trimethyl aluminum, or they'll put up strontium, barium, and other chemicals, and they release these canisters at certain heights over the Earth's atmosphere, and then they superheat them, causing explosions. The grid patterns appear to be a way that they can see these experiments and mark the spots where they occur from the ground and from satellites.
Yeah, that's it. Like catching us in the crosshairs. Amazingly described, Rosalind. We'll be back more with Rosalind Peterson and our news director, Andy DeRiso, after a word from these sponsors.
This
is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest this evening is Rosalind Peterson, and we're talking about the U.S. military, and in particular the Pentagon and its branches of the military, and how they're preparing to wage war, either directly or indirectly, upon the citizens of the United States. Also joining me is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. And, Rosalind, let's go back more to weather modification. Any idea about when they run these experiments, these weather modification experiments, how bad is this going to be for our crop yield in our coastal states?
It's not just the coastal states. It's into the Central Valley in California, and it's changing the weather and the weather patterns here. And we're beginning to see not only from weather modification programs, which, in other words, increase rainfall in one area to the detriment of another and change microclimates, but also the jets are impacting our weather as well. And so with the man-made, between the man-made cloud cover and then these different types of weather modification programs that can cover hundreds of thousands of square miles, and there's a listing on my website of the NOAA programs, some of them that are weather modification programs, the number of square miles, the type of, the reason for these programs, and who's doing them. So people can actually go and look at some of them, although they're not all listed there.
And all of this is original source material straight from military sources, correct?
That's correct. It's military sources, government studies, NASA, NOAA, university studies, yes, it's correct.
Okay. Well, let's open up the phone lines quickly before we continue on with where we're going to go next. And, folks, it's even more amazing, our next trip around the block. But before we go there, let's invite Glenn from Kansas. Hi, you're on with Roslyn Peterson and our news director, Andy DeRiso.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for the call.
Roslyn, here in Kansas, of course, dealing with the military, of course, a little background. I've been involved in fighting land acquisition, and, of course, we were lucky enough that we got a hold of had the GAO do a study on this, and we kind of got shut down with the help of Senator Nancy Kassebaum. But now we're facing the new horizons, which is they're going to move Plum Island to Manhattan, Kansas, to the university here. And have you been involved in any of the public forums where they have public comment yet?
Not on that particular issue. I'm aware of it. I knew that they were going to be moving to Plum Island to experiment in Kansas, and I'm opposed to that as well. But I'm not actively engaged because the Navy has been keeping me busy on this issue, and there's another issue, geoengineering, that I've been swamped trying to stay one step ahead of as well. So
it seems that this is pretty widespread. We've got people all over. Their government is engaging in all type of mad scientist experiments, and they're pretty much out of control. And when it comes to the public format for to get our word in, they hire shills from the outside to come in and crowd up to the front of the line, so that any real public comment gets squelched, and they put a rosy face on everything. But
yeah, if I may interject on this, when I've been to the EIS comments, and for the listeners, that's Environmental Impact Studies, when they hold their public scoping meetings, they're basically no more than a bandwagon, let's celebrate the military approach to an EIS. They really don't even address the fundamental issues to any degree. For example, Roslyn, when they did the F-35 scoping here in Phoenix, they basically just showed pictures of the plane flying and saying how wonderful the military is protecting your freedom, and not one darn thing about the environmental impact.
That's correct, and that's what they try to do. But I can tell you that the Navy environmental impact statements are quite revealing. If you're willing to go and look at them by chapter on different things that they talk about, they're quite revealing about what they intend to do and the chemicals they intend to use. And what they are telling us is pretty scary.
It is pretty scary. I've actually read a lot of, like, for our area, the environmental impact on if hoof and mouth got released, it caused an immediate $4 billion in economic distress. And, of course, with something like hoof and mouth, this is the worst place to have it because it's the middle of the breadbasket.
They should never have those things, those Plum Island type experiments in Kansas or anywhere in an agriculture area.
They're going to be breaking ground on it over here.
You know,
go ahead. Would you do me a favor and email me that information or send it to me? If you go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org, there's a place that says contact, and I'll put that up on my website. And if you send me the link to their environmental impact statements, I'll be happy to put those up as well.
Okay. We do have a group over here that I could probably get you in contact with the people that are the most knowledgeable.
Well, I have a request, too, along those lines, Glenn. After you're done sending your material to our guest, I'd like it if you'd send it to me at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com.
Okay, it'll take me a few days to start compiling everything. I have to dig back through my archives because I've been involved in micro-broadcasting and broadcasting RBN satellite signals. So,
well, we appreciate that, and I want to thank you for your call, and we've got to move along. Let's go to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on with Roslyn Peterson and Annie DeRiso. What's up?
All right. I have two pieces of information for you and a question for Rosalind. Your earlier guest who wanted to know best source for pure water, it's putting two hydrogen and one oxygen molecule together. I worked for a few years as a federally certified public health officer, and none of the distillation and other technology is 100% effective. I could explain why, but it would take a show. The Nuremberg Code and the most thorough directives for federal government for human subject guidance is the Code of Federal Regulations, Title 45, Part 46. The question I have is, being in Kentucky, which has a lot of military training here, I was concerned about depleted uranium particles in the air. I've not been able to find anyone anywhere who's sampling for depleted uranium particulates. Are you aware of anyone?
No, there is no one sampling for depleted uranium particulates at any government level that I know of. They're ignoring this topic completely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Would you mind sending me that information that you just talked about earlier? I'd appreciate it.
All three of them or the human subject that. Research?
Yeah, would you send that to me?
Sure.
Thank
yes.
you.
Excellent call, Roger.
Bye.
And please call again. The Nuremberg, these are definitely war crimes against people. I think there's no question. I think Roger is right on the money. Is there anything else that we need to know about weather modification programs before we move on to the next area they're going to hit us with?
Yes. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas introduced a weather mitigation modification bill, U.S. Senate Bill 601, and we've been working to defeat that bill all of this year since she introduced it. It made it out of committee this year for the first time, and it's on the docket to come up on the list of U.S. Senate bills to pass this year. So we're hoping that everyone will read this very short bill and oppose this weather mitigation bill that she's proposing, because what it will do is allow anyone to modify your weather without your consent, any public oversight, and it also funds increasing weather modification by all agencies.
So let's see, they can poison our air, they can poison our food or actually cause famines, they can do just about anything they want to us, can't they?
At this time, they can, and that's why a knowledgeable public is necessary right now to begin to push back against this and to demand that we be protected and that our elected officials in our government, in other words, protect us. But we also have to make sure that this information gets to local entities so that they push back as well.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to be sending some copies of this show to some key people in the public arena, and, of course, I'm sure that most of them will look at it and say more conspiracy crap, but the documentation is overwhelming. You mentioned a term earlier, Rosalind, geoengineering.
Yes.
Can you address that?
Yes, I'll be happy to address it. Geoengineering is defined as planetary scale environmental engineering of our atmosphere, our weather, the oceans, the very Earth itself. And the methods or schemes that may be used now without public oversight or debate prior public notification are staggering in the number and the scope of them. Geoengineering has many components, but the U.S. House of Representatives right now held hearings in November 2009 and both February and March of this year.
And we're going to get the results of those hearings on that when we come back. You can hear the music. We're up against a break. And when we come back after the break, also we'll get into earthquakes and what's going on at the North Pole. Stay tuned, everybody.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thanks for staying with us for the break. Our special guest this evening is Rosalind Peterson, and I told you last week she wouldn't disappoint. I think we've gotten more than we bargained for because the documentation is so stunning. Rosalind, let's talk about earthquakes. In the Air Force's literature, I believe it was, and I've read so many documents that you sent me this week, my head is spinning, but I think in the Air Force documentation, they talk about the ability to cause earthquakes. Is that correct?
Some of it in their 1996 documentation talks about the ability to cause earthquakes. Yes, it does.
Do you know how they do it?
No.
I would imagine that is classified information.
I would imagine that it is, and I don't know exactly how they would implement it. I'm not an expert in this particular area, so I hesitate to go too far along this line.
Okay, no, that's fair enough. I brought you on here to talk about what you know, but I did read that in the literature that you sent me, and I know other people have written about this with regard to if you can electrify an area and change the frequency vibration, you might be able to move fault lines, much like some of these upper atmospheric experiments, I'm sure, move the ionosphere to some degree, thus precipitating a weather change. But the other thing that I read, too, in the documents I found really interesting was mentioned in the Air Force document about how, this is 1996, how weather wars were an unavoidable part of our future. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that was my takeaway.
Yes, that's correct. In the documents, Owning the Weather in 2025 and there's some future 2025 documents and 2020 documents. There's a myriad of them that were produced in the 1990s by the U.S. military when they were going forward to look at force multipliers. A force multiplier means that if you have a pistol, the force you can use is limited to what the pistol can do. If you increase your force multiplier to a shotgun or to a bomb, you increase, these are called force multipliers. In other words, you can do more with them. So what happens is that weather was considered a force multiplier, and the military felt that eventually they would be not have to use bombs and other conventional methods. They could use weather modification to force other countries to bend to our will, essentially, and that was what their writings were about in many of these articles that and these documents that they wrote.
Okay, and when we come back from the break, I want to get into the North Pole, but we do have a caller online who wants to revisit the chemtrail issue, so I'm certainly willing to do that. Chris, hi, you're back on the air. What's your question?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, we're talking about the chemtrails. I had a city councilor here I was trying to, locally, that I was trying to explain about chemtrails. A lot of people, as you well know, don't look to the skies and understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And I basically described to her what it is scientifically. And your guest, I'm sure, is familiar with birefringence.
No,
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, it never happens with water vapor. Because color separation only occurs in a crystal index of infraction. Okay, now we're getting into physics here.
Yeah, you're getting into something I had many years ago in college, and we got to keep it simple before our audience's ears and eyes glaze over. But is there a bottom line in this without going through the physics?
Well, it's just a prismatic interference with wavelengths, and the light only occurs with extreme fine solid material. Okay.
Could you send the documentation to us on this?
Oh, most certainly.
That would be great. And also, I'm willing to talk to you about presentations to elected officials so that we can convince them more easily about what's really taking place. And so if you'd like to contact me on that subject or anyone in your audience, that would be great.
Well, go ahead and give out your contact information again, Rosalind.
Yes, it's you can find information, contact information at the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org website. You can call me at 707-485-7520, or you can email. My address is info at California, all spelled out, skywatch.com.
Okay. Now, we just got a short time before
the
break, but I would like
number,
to...
The 707-705?
707-485-7520.
Chris, I apologize. I thought you were gone, but did you get that contact information?
I believe so.
Okay.
If I missed something, I'll probably get it on your website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, on the archives, Chris, I'm going to be posting Rosalind's website address and as well as her contact information as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Good call. Rosalind, just a real short time before the break, but I'd like to start on, is any of this connected to the massive overflights I'm hearing about over the North Pole?
Yes, there's some flights over the North, military flights over the North Pole and also Alaska and the Arctic. And one of the things we're noting is that they're beginning to see that the jets are causing warming of those areas, especially the Arctic and in the Alaska area. And we're concerned that this is an aviation-caused problem.
Exactly, because of what lies at the bottom. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Rosalind on your side as we untangle that mystery. And Andy DeRisa will stay with us as well. See you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RVN listeners, we have generic RVN business cards available, so help us spread the word of freedom. They're only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your check or money order for $10 to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or make it easy on yourself. Call with a credit card tomorrow, 1-800-724-2719. Rosalind, let's go back to the North Pole. What's at the bottom of this melting ice?
Natural resources, oil, natural gas, minerals to be mined. There's an enormous wealth, and there's a military advantage to being able to travel, in other words, around Alaska and up through the Arctic without it being icebound. And the oil companies want to drill for oil up there. And so one of the studies is showing that aviation is a major cause of warming in Alaska and the Arctic. And therefore, there is the idea abounding more and more that aviation and the aviation produces through combustion water vapor, which is a greenhouse gas. The greenhouse gas itself can produce man-made clouds and can warm certain areas on purpose. And if you increase the amount of jet traffic and the amount of cloud cover and water vapor, you can increase the temperature and cause a melting kind of environment. And the military and also many oil companies and different mining interests and natural gas interests want to get into these areas and exploit them. And the only way they can do it is if they melt it for most of the year on a year-round basis.
And you have told me off the air that you felt that cap and trade was underlying a lot of this.
Yes. It's the cap and trade legislation is going forward. It's the climate energy bill, and what it does is it wants to go forward with a carbon tax. And it wants to tax in order to, in other words, fund the oil industry, the gas industry, a revitalization of the nuclear power industry. Very little money is, if you read the bills in the U.S. Senate on Senator Kerry's website or Senator Boxer's bill or the bill that passed in the House, Senator Congressman Markey's bill 2454 that passed in the House last year. The bill doesn't have anything to do hardly with climate at all because no greenhouse gases would be reduced until 2017 and then only 20%. But the funding mechanism for geoengineering and the funding mechanism for, in other words, this huge cap-and-trade Ponzi scheme is what this climate energy bill is about, and we're worried that it may pass this year.
Well, how is this a Ponzi scheme?
What happens is, and I'll use just an example here from California, all of the trees in public parks and other areas, the various types, have all been measured, and that they are considered to be a carbon sink. In other words, they hold a certain amount of carbon. What happens is that in California, it's now legal to purchase the carbon credits. In other words, each tree is considered a credit or an offset because it holds this carbon, and so it's considered beneficial. Well, now landowners can sell their trees, or they can use trees in public forests and parks, different areas, and they can sell those credits on the stock market to polluters. Polluters who want to continue to pollute at current or ever-increasing levels can purchase those offsets and continue to pollute. So essentially our trees become part of this Ponzi scheme that enables polluters to purchase the right to pollute at current or ever-increasing levels.
Meanwhile, the right to use taken-for-granted energy sources for the general public is going to be taken away.
It could be.
Yeah, exactly. That's about as lucid of a description of this Ponzi scheme, as you put it, as I've ever heard. The scope of this is overwhelming. I'm sure, and you can tell we've got a pretty diligent listening audience, very well educated, very in tune to the issues, but I'm sure some of their heads are spinning tonight. Is there anything else that we've missed with regard to this plan for the Pentagon to wage war on the American people?
Well, I think that the geoengineering, I think, has to come into a huge discussion at this time because government agencies in the military, the U.S. Navy, for example, the Air Force, and many scientists and universities with funding from this cap and trade, this is how they want to fund this carbon tax that they're going to put on us. They want to put up particles and chemicals up into the atmosphere to reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. This has catastrophic impacts on water pollution, air pollution, changing the pH of soils. And when you reduce in the term, the geoengineering term, solar radiation management, when you start to reduce direct sunlight from reaching the Earth, photosynthesis is not going to be there, so you're going to drop crop production almost immediately. And if you use chemicals like sulfur, you're going to have acid rains that will impact our forests and our trees as well, so and our oceans. So these schemes are, there's been hearings in the U.S. House of Representatives that are working on with the U.K. Parliament. Their report is going to come out. Their final report is going to come out this month, probably with some legislation as well, in the U.S. House. And they're talking about global geoengineering governance.
Oh, my God.
So what we're looking at with this global geoengineering governance, and if you go to my website on geoengineering, I put up all the UK Parliament documents. I have put up all of the geoengineering documents and the statements and the hearing statements. And I wanted you to know, too, that you may not be aware, but Arizona State University is putting on a geoengineering event on September 27th this month. And it's a future tense. It's called the Future Tense Event Geoengineering.
Future Tense Event?
Yes.
As in T-E-N-S-E?
T-E-N-S-E, that's correct. It's an all-day program, and it's put on by the New America Foundation and in partnership with Arizona State University.
Wow.
And you can go to the New America Foundation, and it tells you how to register. But what they're talking about is intentionally tinkering with the planet's climate to correct for industrialization-induced warming and the implications to that. And they're going to have Congressman Bart Gordon speaking on that. And then when you go down the list, most of the people that are speaking there, like David Keith, Jason Blackstock, Brad Allenby, are all promoters of putting up chemicals and particles either in our oceans or whitening, cloud whitening experiments, or putting up these chemicals that will reduce the amount of sunlight reaching the earth, plus pollute us. They're talking about this, and it's quite serious. So I'm hoping that people will know that these things are being discussed. They're not being discussed in the mainstream media, for sure. C-SPAN didn't even cover any of the three hearings, for example, that were on geoengineering in the U.S. House. So that you have to go to the website, the Science and Technology Committee of the U.S. House. You have to go to their website in order to see the hearings or to read the testimony. Realize that in the testimony that was heard, they didn't have agriculture, anyone from agriculture testify, no marine biologists testify. They had only, for the most part, the promoters of geoengineering testify in all three U.S. House hearings, and it was the same with the testimony at the U.K. Parliament as well.
It almost leaves you speechless. I'd like to go back to another point that I wondered. I mean, when the listeners go to your website and they see how encapsulated the United States is going to be by these offshore forces conducting this five-year war games, why on the American people, why would our military think it's okay to do it to us? You would think, and I don't think it's excusable, but wouldn't they want to do it on other people instead of the people that they're constitutionally sworn to protect?
A lot of the military arsenals that they're talking about using, and they talk about in depth on their EIS, have already been tested for years and years and years. And so what they're talking about is, it only takes firing of a missile a few times to figure out how far it's going to go, what its capabilities are. So when they practice with live fire on our oceans and disrupting, fishing industry, tourism industry, food supplies, polluting the environment doing this, they're going to war on the Earth itself. And war can't be that we have to practice on the Earth itself. In other words, this is how we survive on Earth, is we get our food from the Earth, we get everything. In other words, the Earth provides this environment, and when we start to go warfare testing on everything to blow it up, to practice explosions and gunnery exercises and missile exercises and... It says gunnery exercises, bombing missions, missile and torpedo firing, underwater detonations, research and testing, vessel sinkings, toxic chemicals, airborne obscurance and other things being used, undersea warfare training, range exercises, sonar experiments, using rockets, drones, sonic booms, etc. And the list is the pages of it. They even talk about what kind of munitions they're going to use And most of them, they already know what the capabilities are. They don't have to have live fire, and they don't have, our military does not need to go into the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands, in other words, the Gulf of Mexico, all these areas to practice. This is outrageous.
Well, you know, it doesn't even seem reckless to me any longer, or inconsequential to the results to them. It almost seems deliberate.
Of course it's deliberate.
I mean, deliberate in terms of harming the citizens of this country.
Well, you see, the thing is that we want to test on us. What better guinea pigs than to test on the people of the United States? We make wonderful guinea pigs because we are, in other words, the military feels that we are powerless. And if they just scare us and say, well, this is for our security, this isn't for our security. Making us guinea pigs and killing off our food supplies and our marine mammals and poisoning our planet, because these chemicals will go around the world, is not protecting us. This is destroying the environment that we depend on for life on Earth. This is surpassed rational thinking at any level.
I think so. But, I mean, let's just back up and look at this. I can envision three scenarios. And I know that you don't want to do speculation, but it's hard not to. We've got this behemoth military force that's going to be forming bit by bit as these EISs are completed on the Pacific, the Gulf, and the Atlantic shorelines. They're going to be exploding ordnances that are going to poison Americans. They're going to modify our weather and lessen our growing systems, thus creating famines, droughts, and what else. We've even uncovered literature that says they know how to start earthquakes, and this is going to be part of what they want to do. It just goes on and on and on. And in every instance, Americans are the subject of this, and the military is supposed to protect us. We sing God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch of every Sunday afternoon Major League Baseball game to honor these soldiers. And I'm really at a loss to understand why we'd be in a five-year state of military readiness, military mobilization. I don't get it unless there's a coup d'etat. They're deliberately trying to depopulate the country. I mean, has it occurred to you what could possibly be the end game in all this?
Well, yes, I've thought about that many times because people ask me all the time what I think. And I just don't think that we'll survive in a destroyed environment, or we'll be very sick, we'll be very ill. And I'm not sure that I think that soldiers do what they're told to do at a lower level, but all soldiers have got to take a step forward and begin to say no. And the Pentagon and the CIA and all the ones that the military brass, the armed services, generals and whatnot, have got to step up and start saying, look, we can't be doing this. They're going to have to speak out. And who knows? We've tried to get the information to the President of the United States and the Vice President. We have no responses from anyone that wants to talk about it, except that we have to be ready to fight off the enemy. And this is a poor excuse for going to war on our oceans and over our land areas on us.
It's not just the mammals, the oceans. I'm talking the people.
That's correct.
It's bad for mammals, Rosalind. It's bad for peoples.
It's bad for people, and I'm not saying it's good for us either, because it's going to impact food supplies, crops. Look, the U.S. Navy just went out, as one example, and put aluminum oxide dust cloud over the Atlantic seaboard on September 19th last year. That aluminum oxide is going to come back to Earth, and it's going to impact us, and it's going to show up in our drinking water. It's going to show up everywhere. And yet we are going up and in atmospheric testing using toxic chemicals that are showing up in our drinking water supplies here in California. And I know because I have all the testing from every drinking water source in the state of California, which is available from the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division, free, by the way. But here's the deal. We're already suffering the effects, but our media doesn't want to talk about it because they'll be called unpatriotic. In other words, I was challenged by my congressman's aide who told me that I was unpatriotic. Well, how dare she say I'm unpatriotic? In other words, there's defense and then there's whatever this is called, which is certainly not about defense. This is certainly about something totally different.
I know, and this is what opens up all the conspiracy theories about depopulation, and maybe, you know, Annie, perhaps all the guests we've had on, the myriad of guests that say that all the things going on, GMOs, everything else we've heard here tonight, it does speak, well, let's put it this way, public safety is not a priority. In fact, it's in jeopardy, and it's
That's
orchestrated
correct.
And it's planned. I can't come to any other conclusion than this is deliberate. In fact, in one of the Air Force documents you sent me, as we go into the break, I'll close with this part. They basically talked about creating famines for the purposes of having the next wars. I mean, I don't know how much more clear it can be. More with Roslyn Peterson on the final segment. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny
under my sign. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our special guest this evening, joining myself and Andy DeRiso, has been Roslyn Peterson. And I no doubt from some of the emails that I'm receiving, she has shook the audience to its core because... they've already been up on your website, Roslyn, and I don't know if you're probably going to take quite a hit after we sign off.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that the people are saying, like, it's real, it's there, it's documented, and it's just incredible. It's almost beyond words how the Pentagon could wage war on the American people, and there's no other term for it. We're short on time, and I wanted to let you promote your website again, websites again, I should say, and your contact information.
Yes. My website is the AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org or CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. You can call me at 707-485-7520. My email is info@CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. I have a Southern California division. The Agricultural Defense Coalition, headed by Andrew Bridgman. If you're in New York, the Bonfire Coalition is working on these issues as well. So there's a number of places that you can go to get help or send in information. If you have documents that can hold up, real documents or university studies, anything on these subjects, you can send them to me. Or you can write, and I communicate with everyone that does contact me.
You know, you're a tireless fighter in this, and I know by the scope of your websites how much work you've put into this, and we need to do a fairly quick follow-up because I want to talk to you about how we can marshal the forces of the various shows that you go on in terms of stopping this insanity before it really gets much out of the gate. So I hope you'll agree to come on in the near future, and I'll be contacting you to set that up. And I want to thank you for being a part of the Common Sense Show tonight, and keep up the good fight.
Well, thank you, and it'd be an honor to be on your show in the future. So we can work out those details. And thank you for having me on your show this evening.
It's been our pleasure, Rosalind. Ladies and gentlemen, Rosalind Peterson, former USDA official, bringing us the truth about what's really going on. Annie, have you caught your breath yet?
No, I've been pacing the floor with my chin down around my knees. But, I mean, all of this is so counterintuitive for all life on Earth.
Well,
just the United States that this is happening and is going to happen. It's the whole world.
Yeah, on the coastlines, people go check the map for the five-year war game, and it's just stunning. Well, anyway, let's talk about who's coming on next week, and we're lucky enough to have a return visit from Cassandra Anderson. And we had Cassandra Anderson on a couple of months ago. In fact, we even reran the show. We thought her appearance was so impressive. And she's going to come on and talk about a question that we barely broached tonight with Rosalind, and that's the Treaty of the Seas. And we're also going to have on shortly, in the near future, Captain Kelly Sweeney and get his perspective on the Treaty of the Seas. If you know, Annie, you know that when the global elite do things, they don't do things with one goal at a time. They have multi-layered plans. And clearly exactly. And those forces are off the coast for a reason, and they're going to ramp up this five-year war game, which is unprecedented. Let's just say we're going to be in a permanent state of military siege. Okay, forget the five-year figure. And they're there for a reason. And some people think that this is the breeding ground for the Third World War. We want to be war-ready and serve another goal of depopulation. And we're going to explore all that with Cassandra Anderson next week. So it's like a part two, and then we'll get Rosalind back on here to look at solutions. I want to thank all of you for joining us, and join us again next week. Go out and have a great week. God bless everybody.